5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Work in Sports Podcast. It's the first Monday episode of the year 2019, which means I am obligated to set the tone in this episode for what you can expect from me and the rest of the crew at Work in Sports for the coming year. Here goes. I'm going to be more raw and honest than ever this year. Why? It's not because I'm going to try to become some shock jock, quite the opposite. It's because I'm really sick and tired of some of the crappy, superficial advice that floats around the internet. And I believe with all of my heart, we need our content to go deeper and even more honest and real. I'm going to give it to you straight. Period. If you're not ready for that, that's fine. If you want to go read some simple clickbait article on how you should dress nice for your interview rather than actually getting some in-depth advanced preparation techniques, then great. Have fun with that. But I'm going to try to push you to the next level. And I'm going to be raw and honest about it. And I'm going to tell you how things really are. I believe that you that are listening, in my eyes, are the elite future of this industry because you are driven to learn and advance. You should be proud of that fact, but the work hasn't stopped yet. There's still so much to do and much to accomplish. I know my pattern is that on Mondays I answer a fan question, and I love these sessions. But today I want to go in a slightly different direction. I want to cut to the bone a little bit and explore something that has been really frustrating me lately. It's the concept of external motivation. Okay, I go to my LinkedIn page and I see post after post from people who call themselves keynote speakers and motivational speakers, and they're all sharing and serving up bite-sized nuggets of motivation, cute little quips, modified cliches that are supposed to set you on your path to joy today. I'm sorry, it just doesn't work that way. Stick with me for a second. I'm the biggest Rocky fan you'll find. I've watched all the movies. I watch them. I cry. I get inspired. I do push-ups during the scenes. I vow to get myself in rock star shape after every movie. And then my kid comes over and says, "Dad, Nathan pushed me." And the moment is lost. That temporary motivation. I'm back to real life. Or my boss calls and says, "Hey, I need you to work on this project." And that sense of desire, that fire within, is pushed back deeper and deeper. It's like Mike Tyson says, everybody has a game plan until they get punched in the face. You know, things change, and that temporary motivation, that temporary inspiration, is gone. The idea, the concept that someone else can spark true, lasting change in you is a wish and a prayer. It is not a plan. You need your motivation to come internally, and you need an actual executable plan to achieve your goals. If I sat down after every Rocky movie and instead of just feeling inspired in the moment, drew myself up a workout plan, carved out time in my schedule each day, downloaded all the Rocky music so I could play it when I worked out, and committed to doing something with my motivation, well, that can work. But that is the plan that is working, not the momentary boost of energy that comes from a speech or a movie or a quote. Think about Bill Belichick for a second, all right? So we're in the NFL playoffs. Everybody can relate to this. You think of, you know, as a fan, you want to think your coach gives some incredible, crazy, motivational speech before each game. Or at halftime, they're going to get them all fired up and motivated. He's the greatest coach of all time. And I guarantee you there's very little he's done that has been a temporary motivational technique. Sure, there are times that he's made comments to try to get people angry or motivated, but he knows well enough that what's going to win games is a plan that can be executed to its greatest detail. So what is your plan? That's what you need to set your mind on right now. What is your plan for 2019? How are you going to reach your goals? Not just that you are motivated to reach it, not just that you were inspired to go far. How are you going to do it? What steps are you going to take? What micro decisions, those little tiny decisions that are so important, are you going to make? For example, let's say I read an article about a podcast host who grew his audience from 100,000 to 1 million listeners yearly. And for a moment, I felt motivated and inspired by that possibility. That's great. But that's temporary. Now I need to form a plan, which could look like this. Number one, connect with more sports industry thought leaders on LinkedIn, 5 per week. Learn more. Number two, learn more graphic design skills to promote our content by February. Number three, grow our email list 25% to help with promotion by March. Number four, develop a media kit for the podcast. Number five, create a podcast hype video by February. Number six, learn more social media marketing techniques by taking a class and listening to webinars by June. Get it? This is now a plan that I can execute. It has dates associated with it. It has measurements that I can follow. These are just a few steps of a plan that I could put in place to actually reach my goal. It isn't enough to read an article and be like, oh man, that would be awesome. That's what's going to happen for me this year. No, it's not enough to feel motivated. It isn't enough just to make it a New Year's resolution. You have to create the steps to get you there. Motivation is temporary. Form a plan. Now, don't get me wrong. Motivation can be the spark to set things in motion. And the quips and quotes can be very effective reminders to keep you on track, to get you back on track. But you need the actual track. Like, you can't get back on track if you don't have what a track is. That's your personal plan. I have a list at our back door, right? It's our family mission statement. We worked on it as a team and came up with the principles of our family. I see it every single day, and it's a great reminder of who we want to be as a family. So don't take the message from this that you shouldn't have quotes and that ground you and remind you of your goals. That's all good, but it isn't enough by itself. You need a plan to really live it and hit the goal. Work on that. Work on your plan. And heck, if you want an accountability partner, use our Work in Sports podcast group. Post your 2019 plan on there, and we will all hold you accountable to it. I'm serious. I'm just kind of spitballing this off the top of my head as I'm talking, but why not? You know, post some of your goals for 2019 out there. Post your plan on how you're going to do it, and we'll try to check in with you and try to make sure that you're staying on track. All right, so I think that covers my whole rant today on why motivation is temporary and that you really need a plan. Work on that, people. Work on it. I'm serious. I have 5 different plans already outlined for this year with goals associated with it. That's just for me. You might need one, but do it. Write it down. Do it. Okay, what else do we have coming up this week? An incredible interview with Malin Vu, Cleveland Indians Assistant Director of Talent Acquisition, is on Wednesday. I don't care if you want to work in baseball. Malin shares hardcore advice for what people hiring in the sports industry are looking for, and you need to tune into that episode. Also, our Facebook Live session this week, Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, live from our Work in Sports Facebook page, not the podcast group, the Work in Sports Company Facebook page. Reason is our tool works a lot better with a page than it does a group, but that's a technical Facebook thing, so don't worry about that. I will handle the main theme this week is going to be on entry-level sports jobs. I'm going to introduce you to some entry-level sports jobs that you may or may not be familiar with, just to give you some ideas and some different segments of the industry you could be interested in. And then I'm going to open it up to your sports career focus questions. So thanks as always for listening to this podcast. I appreciate every single one of you. Get out there and form your 2019 plan. Get to work.